This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Welcome back to Kelly and Company. And just want to give you a little bit of podcast information pertaining our show, folks. Do subscribe using your favorite podcatcher to the Kelly and Company program, where you can actually listen to the segments of the show parceled out and available to you. You can also hear the complete Kelly and Company podcast, which contains a few extra little things, including the audio vanity card from the show that we tack on at the end that one of us does. And we put those on every full Kelly and Company podcast. But again, if your time is short, check out the segments. Also, we wanted to remind you again that the Best of the Buzz with Bill just dropped last weekend. You might want to find that. That's in the podcast feed after last Friday's show. And take a listen, and it includes things from April, those best segments from The Buzz with Bill. Kelly McDonald here at the home studio in London, Ontario, with Ramya Muthan at her home studio in Toronto.
There's a new comedy web series, Kels, that we're going to learn about right now. This is featuring emerging Asian comedians with showcases dropping each week. So lots of content during the month of May. And it's to celebrate Asian Heritage Month. There's lots of cool but fun ways to learn more about Asian Heritage Month. And here to talk to us from Toronto is one of the comedians from the series, Gina Siva. Gina, thank you for coming on Kelly and Company.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
We're great. Thank you for asking, and so excited to learn about this. It's the Fresh Rice web series, which is a really cool name, by the way, and it's going on all month long. Can you explain what the series is to us and our listeners?
So the Fresh Rice series is a bunch of new Asian comedians. We basically put 6 months of prep into this show for you all. We worked very, very hard, and it's produced by Vong. Vong had to do with all of the filming, the production, the editing, and now after a year, I think it's been over a year, probably 15 months of editing, it's now ready to be released to the world. So our first episode came out yesterday. That's basically it for now. You know, you got to tune in to watch to see, but it's our stories and it's comedy. And what else are you doing during this lockdown at home? You may as well tune in and watch us.
And laugh and have so much fun doing it. So exactly. Can we ask, what would you say, how would you, without giving anything away, of course, describe the kind of comedy we're going to see? What do we expect?
So each comedian has their own sort of style, but a lot of it is storytelling. So you get to see a little bit about where we came from, who we are. And honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the funniest people have experienced a lot of hardships in life. So the funniest people have a lot of trauma, right? Yeah. So I think you'll get a bit of that. It'll come out for sure. I can speak about myself. I definitely go through trauma, and then I sulk a little bit, and then I poke fun at it. So that's
and we all say with comedy, that's sometimes the best medicine, to be able to laugh at yourself, but mostly the tragedies, the terrible things that have happened to us, be able to put what we can and put that spin on it. Because instead of aching all the time, it's better to be laughing.
Yeah, 100%. Laughter is the best medicine. Yeah. Cheesy, I know.
but it is true, because when you're talking about such serious things that have happened to people and that's what shapes their comedy, it is kind of medicinal. Like, it's something where people can say, yeah, I'm going to spin this around, have some other people laugh at it. But really, at the end of the day, people will go home with the kinds of stories that are really heartfelt and probably heart-wrenching also. That's what I was looking for.
And relate.
Yeah, exactly.
Relatable. So, 100% relatable. That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
Exactly. You had the first showcase yesterday, as you were saying. It dropped already. How did it go? How is the feedback and people taking it in?
It was great. So I can give you a little bit of a secret here, secret/not-so-secret. If you log in 10 to 15 minutes before the YouTube premiere of each episode, you get to actually communicate with each comedian, featured comedian for that day. So it was great. There was a lot of people logged in chatting with Anna Luo, was her episode that was released yesterday. And lots of good feedback, lots of laughter in the comment section. Very good. I think it went very well. And Anna Luo was hilarious. So great way to start it off for sure.
So when you think about comedy and creativity, the stuff, the content itself, creative in its own way, and you don't want to lose any of that in this COVID time of shooting and being able to produce stuff so that people can watch the films. Can you give us an idea how we know from our industry, we're doing a lot of stuff using Zoom, people talking that way, people creating, you know, short films that way, where they're not in the same necessary presence as somebody else. How did some of the shooting as you guys were doing these work? Is a lot of it is I'm assuming comics on their own for doing their presentation as opposed to any of interaction with each other. But maybe you can give us just a bit of an idea over the series, what kind of look we'll see.
Actually, you're going to see a classic look of stand-up comedy. This looks like a Netflix special. There's a full crowd audience. This was actually shot January 24th, 2020, right before the lockdown happened. The first lockdown happened in mid-March, right? So yes, we were very fortunate that we had a full sold-out audience at CBC's Glenn Gould Studio. So it's honestly, when I was looking at it, I was like, wow, this is a Netflix special quality. That's what it looks like.
Wow. Must feel like almost like, and now we've been into this pandemic so long, it's like a throwback. It'll kind of look at it in that sense, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned Kobe even in my joke, and this was before, you know, he passed away, rest in peace. So this is, you know, it's not necessarily dated by any means, still very relatable, but really cool that we were actually able to capture a full audience and shoot it the way you normally see on TV. As for comedy since all the lockdowns and this pandemic, it's very difficult. I can definitely say that. I've seen and been a part of Zoom shows online. It's not the same feel, but we're working with it. You know, you just have to take it and roll and just try it out. It's difficult when you get into the technical difficulties, but it's good. I've seen it. Sure. It can be done. It can be done.
Well, especially when the content is great, the creative kind of methods behind putting some of this stuff together is great, then people will still show up because they're like, oh, I wonder what this is going to go like. So that's the part you work with, right, to make it better.
And comics dealing with technical difficulty, come on, who else can roll with it?
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
But I'm so glad you get kind of this timeless version of what you're putting out for this month with all the series, which is great. And this is in celebration with, speaking of the month, with Asian Heritage Month. So how did you, or did you guys, I mean, you talked about everyone having different styles, like directly incorporate the month and the celebrations into the performances?
So we're all Asian comedians. The reason why it's called Fresh Rice is because we're all Asian. So we actually, there's a comedy group on Facebook for Asian comedians. And Vong was the one who sort of pitched this idea and said, hey, let's get some new comics out there. I see there's a lot of new comics, but there's not enough representation for Asian comedians. So he came up with the concept of Fresh Rice, getting a stage for new voices. And a bunch of us spoke up and said, yeah, we're interested. There were sort of like tryouts for it. And we put a good group together. All of us are different. I'm Tamil, so that's my ethnicity. So I'm South Asian. We have folks that are Filipino. We have Chinese folks on the lineup as well. So we just tried to get a good spread of Asia and incorporate everybody's voices.
Nice. While working with comedian and producer Vong, what was that like?
It was a really cool take to get his perspective because he's been doing comedy for over 10 years.
Right.
So he's advanced. He's very experienced. He has a lot, like a wealth of knowledge to offer. So it was really cool getting that experience, you know, even having the opportunity to sit with him. We would write together. We would go through our sets. He would give us advice only if he's asked. And that's the thing I like about Vong. He's not pushy. He'll give you that advice if you ask for it, and he'll mentor you. You know, if you go to him and you show that you're willing, he'll totally mentor you, which was amazing. And just the fact that he learned how to edit all of this footage and he did all this work himself is just, it's really cool to know somebody like that and to have that sort of connection with a person who's like Vong.
Yeah, and you'll see that throughout the series, I'm sure, just, you know, his style of putting it all together and helping out that way. So your style, mm-hmm. can we talk a little bit about that then? You know, no spilling the beans on what your performance is going to be like, really, but did you look up to anybody or have any idols, or how would you describe your style to us?
My style is basically storytelling. I like to take experiences that I've been through and tell you about them, because a lot of them, just even if I don't have to even alter it much, and it's already funny. So I talk a lot about my mom on stage. I talk about, like I said, trauma and different experiences that I've been through. So one of them that you'll hear if you tune in to my episode of Fresh Rice is about ESL, like English as a second language, and being in school, in public schools, in the public school system. One of the stories that my mom hates that I tell is the fact that she would always put me in a really bright coat and send me to school. And I'm not talking like a regular bright coat, like, you know, those construction man coats.
Yes.
She would put me in construction man coats and send me to school. And I would always be like, Amma, why are you doing this to me? The kids at school are making fun of me. Like, please stop. And I would say, you know, they're calling me pylon. Recently, they started calling me brown highlighter. You know, and the worst part is brown highlighter doesn't even make sense, but it's the one that took, because no one highlights.
Oh, no.
Not pylon, but.
So I would ask her all the time, like, why are you doing this? Stop doing this. And she'd say, Gina, listen, I don't want you to get hit by a car, so you have to wear this bright coat and you have to go to school. So I started babysitting. I saved up some money. I bought myself a black coat so I could finally fit in. I took the tag off, put it on, started walking to school, and immediately got hit by a car. So
no,
it goes to show. My mom was right.
I was just going to say, wow. Laying on the pavement the other day, laying on the pavement. All right, mom, quit.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And your showcase job drops on May 27th, and I think that's just tremendous. Are you kind of happy that it's later in the month, or does it matter to you? Just as long as it's there and it's dropping, people are going to enjoy it.
You know, it doesn't matter, because we are a part of this collective, and I could have been anywhere in the month and it would have been A-okay with me, but it is kind of cool. It is kind of cool that I'm the finale. I can't lie. I'm mainly excited to just have folks see, you know, a full bodied Tamil woman on stage doing stand up. I think that's so dope. And I wish I had somebody like that to look up to when I was younger, because I love stand-up. I've just been watching any, you know, comedian. I'll tune in, I'll watch it. I just love it. So I think it'll be amazing if I get to be that representation for Tamil girls around the world.
I'm assuming, too, that has allowed you to have that appreciation for all comedy. So you probably do such a variety of things. And, you know, I think sometimes people think you get trapped into doing one kind or something that you, if you've had somebody to watch that you like, you sort of by nature start to emulate them. But when you appreciate so many, you take the best things from them.
Mm. Oh, 100%. 100%. And something I like to do, which a lot of comics will actually tell you not to do this, I like to tailor my sets based on the crowd that I'm performing in front of. So I like to give people what they want.
So since you mentioned the crowd, I'm wondering, with this being, you know, a recognizing of all this Asian talent too, and just talent in general at this time in this month, everything, what do you think will be and where the bulk of the audiences will come from tuning in online to watch?
I'm honestly not sure. I'm curious of that myself. I feel like it's going to be people tuning in from Toronto, because we're so multicultural here and it's so diverse. Right. And we have a lot of Asian people in Toronto. So, and I think that these stories that we're telling, because we're all from Toronto, we're Asians growing up here. A lot of us are first generation Canadians. Like, I think our stories are really relatable to that group of people. So I want to say Toronto, that's my guess. But, you know, we're so early in this that I can't tell you for sure who's going to be tuning in. And it is online. So now we're hitting the whole world at this point. Anybody can tune in.
Exactly. And if people have family in other places outside of Toronto, outside of Ontario, they would still probably shout everybody out, right? Because, again, coming from the relativity point, if you're relating to people, they will share.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
Is there anything else you're hoping that people will take away from this, Gina?
I think the main thing I want people to take away is just the fact that representation is so important, you know, and not only Asians, for all racialized folks. So we're talking about Black, Indigenous, people of color. And as a woman, you know, of color growing up here in Canada, and just, I just remember growing up and seeing these TV shows of like Full House, Reba, Boy Meets World, Friends, and you know, any show that comes off the top of your head from the 90s, it's all white people, honestly. So I think it's just so important to have people of color on stage, Black people on stage, and just take up space so that people get to acknowledge us and acknowledge our existence, you know? And also the main takeaway should be that we're a lot alike. So tune in. Yeah. All our content is relatable.
That's what I feel. And when you talk about liking different performers that over your time and what you like to do, just get up there, and whether it's curtailing a bit to that audience or a lot or not at all, whatever, there's so much everybody's going to take a bit away on relatability and being in Toronto. Well, of course, but we know there's going to be lots of people tuning in from everywhere. That's just the way it's going to be. Tell us how to do that.
So you can tune in on YouTube, look up Rice Asian Comedy. And it's Fresh Rice Showcase. So the episodes are linked in there. It's a nice little channel. It's very user-friendly. So as soon as you can even just Google Rice Asian Comedy, it'll pop up right there. Like I said, the first episode was released yesterday with Anna Luo. And an episode comes out every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. for the month of May, for Asian Heritage Month. And yeah, so tune in. This Thursday, there will be another one.
Tune in 15 minutes before to talk to the comedian, right?
Talk to us. Bring your questions. We'll answer whatever you ask. I mean, maybe whatever you ask.
Almost, right?
Can't promise that on air.
Comics, there's no secrets. Don't worry. Ask anything.
Yeah, ask. Feel free. Well, and if, Gina, you know, if we don't want to answer, we'll just roast you. So it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Turn it right back on them.
Oh, right. Forgot. That's why we don't like to sit in the front row. Okay.
Gina, thank you. Everybody's in the front row here.
Exactly. If you join in 15 minutes before, you're in the front row. Thank you so much for coming on, for giving us the debrief and honestly all the inside scoops on why something like this is really incredible, like in a fun way, but also really important and impactful. We appreciate it.
And good luck to everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on, Ramya and Kelly. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. We were speaking with comedian Gina Siva from Toronto, and she was telling us about new comedy web series featuring emerging Asian comedians with showcases dropping each week during the month of May, Fresh Rice.
Stick around. We'll tell you what's coming up on our show tomorrow and check in on Now with Dave Brown.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.